Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The fear of God is reverence. Reverence and honor for Him. Reverence and honor for Him. And then thirdly, the fear of God is fear. Fear of the wrath and judgment of God. And that is something to be afraid of. Did you hear me? Listen to this passage in Isaiah. You don't have to turn there, but let me just read it to you. Isaiah 8:13 in the Living Bible. Again, you don't have to turn there. Just listen, because this is the Living. Isaiah 8:13 said, "Don't fear anything except the Lord of the armies of heaven. If you fear Him, you need fear nothing else." I like that, don't you? Let me read that again. That's Isaiah 8:13 in the Living. Don't fear anything except, did you hear that word? Except the Lord of the armies of heaven, or Lord of hosts, what you're used to hearing. If you fear Him, you need fear nothing else. Right? Said out loud, I fear God and nothing else. How about that? I fear God and nothing else. Nothing. Now, let's keep reading here. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that what?
Fear.
That fear Him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Oh, what?
Fear.
Fear the Lord. Now see, He just started out by telling us, I sought the Lord and He delivered me from all fears. And yet, this is a fear you don't want to be delivered from, you want to develop in.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
And it is what? The fear of the Lord. Now let me go over this again. The three things that I gave you, do you remember them? What is the fear of the Lord?
Awareness.
It's awareness of it. So you're not going to show respect to God and you're not even aware of Him. Aware of Him and faith in Him. You remember Hebrews 11. If you come to God, you must believe some things, right? What must you believe? That He is. That He exists. That He's real. Right? And that He is a rewarder. He's a good God. You got to believe, you reach up, He reaches back. You draw near to Him, He draws near to you. You ask, He answers. You seek, He'll cause you to find. You got to believe He's a good God. How many understand there are millions of denominational people, they believe He is, but they don't believe that second part. They don't believe that you could count on Him to respond to you, be there for you, come through for you. Their summation is, well, you just never know. Right? And that's not believing that He's good and a rewarder. You got to believe He's going to be there for you. He's faithful. He'll never let you down. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. So you got to believe that God, you got to be aware of Him, and you've got to have faith in Him and trust Him. Secondly, what?
Reverence
and honor. And then thirdly, fear. Fear of judgment and the wrath of God. Now, how many understand if you're walking with the Lord, you have no need to fear that third one?
Right?
If you're obeying Him, you're walking with Him. But what if you don't? Then you got reason to fear. Right? And I think this hasn't been touched on as much as it should be. What about the person that has no fear of God? What does that mean? They don't believe in God. They mock the things of God. They mock sin. Should they fear? They should be very afraid. Should they be afraid to die? Yes, they should be afraid to die. Should they be afraid of the judgment to come? Yes. Because hell is awful. It's an awful thing to be outside of Christ, outside of grace, outside of the blood. It's awful beyond words. It is something to fear. But thank God, you don't have to go that way. You can accept Jesus. You can obey Him. You can walk with Him. And if you do so, there's no cause for you to be afraid. Right? No cause. In fact, we've already talked about it. The Bible said in 1 John that we who walk with Him and have faith in Him, who know with the righteousness of God in Christ, we will have boldness at His coming. While other folk are in terror, screaming for the mountains to fall on them and cover them, we step right out and go, "Hey Lord, we've been looking for You. We've been waiting on You." Unafraid. What's that worth? Glory to God. Let's keep reading. He said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for there is no want to them that what? Fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." Now, we could go on, but I mean, if you've studied the Bible at all, then you know that the subject of the fear of the Lord is all through the Word. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of references to the fear of God, fear of the Lord, fearing Him. Let me take you now to Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews in the New Testament, because sometimes people associate fear of the Lord only with the Old Testament. Well, Hebrews is in the New, correct? Look in Hebrews. Let me take you through a few verses here. Hebrews 5. This is talking about the Master. Hebrews 5:7 says, "Who in the days of His flesh," talking about Jesus, Hebrews 5:7, "when He had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto Him that was able to save Him from death, He was heard in that He" what? He feared. Not afraid of the devil, not afraid of a disaster, not afraid of an accident, not afraid of the curse, not afraid of, but fear of what? Fear of God. Fear of God. "And though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered. And being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey Him." Skip down to the 10th chapter, please. 10:24. "Let us consider one another to provoke to love and to good works." This is not competition, but it is a spurring each other on. And he goes on to say, verse 25, "not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is." And even way back then, people were skipping church. People were laying out in huge numbers. But he said, don't do that. Have you ever heard people tell you, "Well, now, I just believe that my house can be my church. I like to go out in nature and fellowship with God." Well, great. Nobody said you couldn't. But that doesn't change the fact that the Bible says you're not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. We're supposed to come together in a group, right? And among other reasons, this one, he said, we're to provoke each other. What does that mean? Well, that means if I get a new car, and I don't mean, you know, I didn't do something weird to get it, the Lord blessed me with it, then you say, "Hey, I can have a new car too." Right? There's no competition, but you're stirred up. And I come in and find out that you have 3 vacation homes. I know some folk don't like this, but I'm just going to camp right here on it. Then I get stirred up and go, "Well, hey, why couldn't I have another vacation home?"
That's right.
Amen. Somebody, the Lord used them to lead 50 people to the Lord. And you say, "Well, hey, God could use me, right? I mean, you hear testimony that somebody, not a preacher, but somebody from the church here laid hands on somebody and they were gloriously healed from a terminal disease. And you think, well, hey, I got hands.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Why can't I lay hands on somebody? You see what we're talking about? See, if you stay off to yourself, then you get to thinking you know everything. And you get to thinking you're doing so wonderful and so good and you know so much. But when you get throw it in the mix of other people that's believing God, you can come to reality and realize, huh, I ain't doing so hot. I mean, I'm not where they are, right? And there's not this competition. It's just this, let's all come up together, right? We're stirred. It's another word for provoked. We're prodded and moved to come on up. And we need that on the regular basis. He said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Verse 26. Well, let me read the rest of verse 25. Exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Verse 30, he said, we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to me. I'll recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a what? Fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This is New Testament, right? Is this a fact? It's a fact. Now, let's keep reading. Go on over to the 12th chapter is where I'd like for you to go now. Chapter 12. We're talking about the fear of the Lord this morning. And we haven't digressed at all because the fear of the Lord displaces every other fear. Did you hear me? Keep that in mind now. When you fear the Lord as you should, you'll not be afraid of the devil. You'll not be afraid of sickness. You'll not be afraid of accidents. You'll not be afraid of men. Right? Let the Lord be your fear, that scripture said. And when you fear him, you need fear nothing else. Not anything else.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Fear of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803G. That's R803G, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and the congregation of Faith Life Church will be welcoming Jesse Duplantis on Sunday, June 26th. Join us as Brother Jesse shares a mix of strong biblical preaching and hilarious life lessons. Service starts at 10 a.m. and child care will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.